If gravity measurements show no solid core, then Jupiter formed early, like the Sun. With a core, then its birth came later, once solid materials were created. By measuring water content, Juno should also reveal how hot the solar system was when Jupiter formed, and where. Some theories suggest the planet muscled its way in to be closer to the Sun. With gas giants like Jupiter being discovered now all over the galaxy, resolving the puzzle of its origin is taking on a whole new significance.
Go ahead, throttle up, Capcom.
Arriving at Jupiter and looking for somewhere to land, a moon with a view, perhaps. Choose carefully from the 62 solid surfaces on hand. Some destinations out here are red hot.
Status booster, go.
While the atmosphere probe was disappearing into clouds in 1995, Galileo itself skimmed past Moon Io, put on the brakes, and slipped into orbit around Jupiter. Even at this stage, the team knew that Io, about the same size as our own moon, would be one of their prime attractions. This strange pizza-colored moon orbits the closest of Jupiter's big four moons, and it's volcano central.
Well, this is one of those cases where the headline for the daily tabloid is actually correct. It's the most volcanic place in the solar system. There isn't any place on the surface where you're not going to find a volcano within 100 miles or so, usually less. And there's enough material coming out of those volcanoes to cover the surface over to a depth of a centimeter every year.
Fresh-faced Io has a makeover between every visit. No other world masks its age so well.
We were lucky enough to point at a volcano that happened to be having a major eruption at the time. We saw this line of fire fountains, actually so bright that they overexposed the camera and produced a very dramatic evidence of just how active Io is.